Hello, humans. This is Emily Kallenberg, voice of Cygnus. As a thank you to you supporters on Patreon, we'll be doing video chat sneak previews of some episodes this season. Supporters can hear the new episode in advance while watching cast and crew of the show, and we'll even stick around after for a bite. For this and many other bonuses, check out patreon.com/hiddenpeoplepodcast. Good luck.
Hidden People contains mature language, content, and themes. Please listen with care. We all have a monster. Something we keep in a cage under lock and key. Put a cover over and pretend doesn't exist. Of course, some monsters are more literal than others. But there's a rule about a monster in a cage. At some point, that monster will get out. No matter how thick the bars or how strong the chains, monsters don't stay trapped forever. Worrying that this monster is going to shed its bindings right in front of you to seek revenge? Don't be. That's the other rule about a monster in a cage. More often than not, they don't escape. No. For monsters, freedom doesn't come through brute force and cunning.
Thomas.
Freedom comes from some idiot opening the cage door. Writers Movement presents The Hidden People, starring Jordan Lopez, Stephen Gogol, Sean Gunther, Xander Hildenbrandt, Emily Kallenberg, Stephen Kallenberg, and Luna Madison. Season 2, Episode 10, In Sickness and in Health, written by Alexa Fett Fisher, directed by Chris and Megan Burnside. Also starring Sarah Amar, David Gaylor, Sarah Hudson, and Sammy as Murphy.
Well, that's the last blood glyph.
Let me double check.
This isn't my first time transcribing unknown symbols in animal blood, you know.
Technically, that wasn't your body, so it doesn't count.
Well, it's not like it requires muscle memory.
Regardless, we only have enough love and idleness potion for one more switching spell, so no dumb mistakes.
Yeah, well, I'll try not to be offended by your lack of faith in my calligraphy skills.
Your handwriting is very pretty, Thomas.
Everything looked good.
I told you so. Sam, we're ready.
Yes, Thomas?
Not you.
Eventually, her. All right, Sam Murphy. You've got to say what you've learned while in this body. That'll have to do, won't it?
My turn?
No.
Yes, it has to be everyone involved.
Oh, the things I have learned.
Sam, you don't have to be here for this.
Yes, she does. I'm sorry to both of you.
I haven't been in this body long. A blink of an eye in the span of my life. However, There have been so many new sensations in that short time.
No need to wax poetic. Get on with it already.
I've learned to appreciate my food. Going from consuming mindlessly, inhaling the nearest meal to sate the unending hunger, to having to chew, to taste. What a wonder. I'm fond of bread, but what a shame Ron wasn't tastier. There are more humans than bakeries.
Okay, that's enough. Shaylee, chant now.
Right.
Did it work?
Nope.
What went wrong?
Hard to say. Maybe we needed the head as well, or...
Or maybe it was mocking us with the what I learned bit.
Or maybe Murphy needed to say what he learned too.
Wait, where is Murphy's consciousness or whatever? It's not in the creepy alien head, right? The dog isn't allowed to die. Smurfy, bark twice if Murphy's alive.
How would Sam know?
I knew it.
This isn't really the time, Alfie. That was the last of the potion, but even if we had more of it, we couldn't have done anything different. We'll have to think of something else.
So, we're back to square one.
Not square one. We have the beast captured now. We just need to find a way to expel it from Sam's body.
And get Sam out of Murphy and back into said body.
So, any brilliant ideas?
I mean, technically you could say that Sam is possessed, right? Why don't we try an exorcism, like they do on Ghost Chasers?
Ghosts aren't real, Alfie.
You aren't the font of all supernatural knowledge, Nyssa.
But I am, and ghosts aren't real.
Oh, well excuse me for not keeping my mythical versus real spreadsheet up to date.
But that might be a place to start. Myths versus reality. Body switching humans is one thing, but call it something else, possession or puppeteering, sounds more like something the Hidden would do.
Do you know of any Hidden with those powers that would help us?
The number of Hidden that would help us can be counted on one hand, and the other hand would be holding the knife to stab us in the back.
Why even bring it up if it's hopeless?
It's not hopeless, Thomas. Shaylee, if it's something the Hidden can do, would Liliana have known about it?
I suppose, but it's not a guarantee. Besides, she's gone, so it's not like... Oh.
Mac, you can't.
Can't what?
Do you remember how her memories affected you in the in-between? What we went through to put those on lockdown? Because I do.
Of course I remember, but this is different. We're in a controlled environment without anything trying to kill us, and I know how to turn off the flow now.
You gained all of Liliana's memories. She was sickened only to the Magister, and he had no living heirs. You might have more innate knowledge than any of the Hidden.
And how long will it take you to sort through all that knowledge, Mac? Or stop the flow of memories of Cygnus?
Samness.
Gets free and starts attacking. It's too risky.
It's worth the risk. We have nothing else to go on.
This is right. It's not likely Liliana would have had the information we need.
Do we seriously have nothing?
No. McKenna gave me an idea. A while ago, I mean. When she was me.
You're going to sass the court?
I'm going to sneak into the Hall of the Sogas and steal a page.
Would they have the information we need?
If it exists, it's there. The trouble is finding it. And I'll have to be fast.
And what do we do in the meantime? Twiddle our thumbs?
Maybe someone should keep an eye on the murderous body snatcher we have locked in the cell?
We're not babysitting that thing.
I'll take first shift. Mac, can you use my laptop to find a few backup locations with some circles nearby? I'd like to have some hidey holes in case things go south here.
I feel like an abandoned jail in a no-name town in Middle America is as hidey hole as you can get, but whatever makes you happy.
Hey, I can do that and radio the coordinates to Mac.
Do not touch my computer, Alfie.
Oh, come on! I got crumbs in the keyboard one time!
It was 10 crumbs in 7 keys. You're permabanned. Thomas, keep him away from my shit.
Right. Babysitting.
I'll be back as soon as I can. Best of luck, the rest of you.
The luck of the Irish.
Never again, Alfie.
Come get me when she's back.
I was getting lonely.
You can stay that way. I'm not one for small talk.
I prefer quiet ones. Screaming upsets my appetite. You're not going to just wipe up all that blood, are you? I could use a drink.
A room containing all the knowledge of an ageless species. Unmarked, unorganized tomes, bound and left undisturbed for millennia. It would take a lifetime to find what you were looking for, if you even knew what you were looking for. Of course, Shaylee might have had a better luck had she not started in the section generally considered to be gourmet recipes.
Weebus. To sate endless hunger. Closest thing I've found so far. Prepare the loaf by lighting a taro candle and heating the room to the identical warmth of a soft flame. In a bowl made of the shell of a cocos drupe.
But Shaylee's venture into mystical baking is interrupted by you, Alderneave. Something terrible must have happened for you to call on her so soon after your last tete-a-tete.
Shite!
Defacing the possessions of the hidden. The halfling has had a bad influence on you, Trainer.
Trainer, you came quickly. Good. This is an urgent matter for the court.
Esteemed Alders, Inquisitors, Sentinels, how may I serve?
There has been an intrusion into the most sacred spaces of the court.
We should hardly consider your quarters sacred, Alder Orin.
I demand answers.
And we shall have them. Trainer, Alder Orin's room was broken into and his fetch killed.
My condolences.
I'll save your sympathies. Our thief was sloppy. If not for the body staining my floor, I would not have known of the true violation. The scoundrel absconded with the personal writings of our late magister.
To think, the villain would have gotten away completely undetected if not for being caught by your little wretch, Orin.
My possession killed, an heirloom of the court stolen. I will not stand for such disrespect.
And answers we shall have. I suspect an enemy to the court, one brought to attention at our last assembly. The Old Ones. Only the Ancient Ones have the power to break your protection enchantments and leave no trace, as well as harbor the resentment to commit such a blatant act of desecration. You disregarded my concerns to your own ruin, Alder Orin. But I perceive the true threat and stand to lead the hidden into a brighter future. That bright future requires elimination of all threats to the court, Trainer, including the ones that stooped so low as to attack an Alder's possessions.
How do you wish me to serve the court, Alders?
You have had contact with the Old Ones, haven't you, Changeling?
At this point in my retelling, you all realize what she's doing, surely. Counting the number of inquisitors in the court, sizing up the various sentinels, stalling for precious seconds to twist her words into truth.
I sought the aid of the Ancient One called Black Annis.
That witch! I knew she escaped the fate of her sisters. What of her now?
She is exiled in the hills of Dane. Same MO as always. Oak tree, cave, baby skins. She talks like she's more than half mad. Maybe she's crafty enough to sneak in and take young Fetch by surprise. But a single court sentinel could eliminate one crazy old woman, right?
She speaks true.
Words as precise as a sharpshooter, never quite untruthful. You all didn't pay close enough attention then, too caught up in your own hubris to believe a mere changeling could outwit you.
Sentinel Padraig, you are tasked to the bower of Black Annis. Return with her head or not at all.
Some spoiler. We haven't seen him since.
Any others, trainer?
No.
She speaks false.
Robin Goodfellow, known to the court as Puck.
And what did you seek him out for, trainer?
He is known for his ability to procure certain rare flora.
You sought on an old one for drugs? How did you even find him?
It was when I was with McKenna Thorne. A construct of Lady Liliana would be imbued with powers that would have interested him. He let us find him.
She speaks true.
Technically true. I'm sure you're all kicking yourselves now for what you missed seeing then. But really, her ability for verbal gymnastics is of Olympic quality. Tens across the board.
Then to pull this thread, we need what we have already tasked you to. Find McKenna Thorne, trainer. This court will not be safe until you do.
As the court wills, Alders.
How much faith do you have in this trainer, Alderneve? Thus far, her hunt has been fruitless, and the urgency rises every day.
She has yet to be useless, Alder Orin, and she does as she is told.
Without a magister, I fear we shall become victim to more intrusions by the old ones, seeking retribution for the overthrow of their god.
Our god, Alder Orin. We are still bound by his magic. And it was he who gave the Magister power over all of the hidden, including the old ones. Power that might protect us once again.
Aldeneve?
History's specifically said that... I must go. Send for me when there is progress on this front.
What new secret have you uncovered, Aldeneve? And who else will die because of it?
I've got something, but it might also be nothing. How are things here?
We've got abandoned shopping malls, amusement parks, and or nuclear test sites to step to if needed. All with their own security room and one-size-fits-all cell.
What do you have to do wrong to be locked up in an amusement park? Not have fun?
Crowded area, with a bunch of excited children running out of sight for just a moment. This is a hunting ground for terrible people.
Wow, Thomas, I never thought I'd have to say this to you, but... can you not be such a downer?
I'm irritable.
No kidding.
Shaylee, you said you have something? Something that will work this time?
Maybe. It's a hunger spell, but the description had almost the exact phrasing that Cygnus used earlier. To sate endless hunger. I don't think it's coincidence.
And you couldn't find anything else that's definitely not a coincidence?
Thomas, back off. She did her best.
I was called to the court. I couldn't do more without being caught. This is what we have and we're going to work with it, all right?
Right. I'm sorry, Shaylee.
This is trying for everyone, but especially for you. I'd be out of my mind if Cygnus was in-
McKenna!
Nyssa? What's wrong?
Shift's over. Someone else watch it, please.
All right. Come on, Shaylee's back.
Nyssa, what happened?
Nothing. Just... I'm done.
Nyssa, you're not acting like yourself.
I'm fine.
Hey, Cygnus can't jump to other people, can it?
I'm me, Elfie.
Can you prove that?
The first day of fall break of senior year, I drove to Tom Turkey's Fried Chicken because they had an all-you-could-eat special.
Yep, that's Nyssa. I'll go watch The Hungry Prisoner.
I'll need to head out again to get ingredients for the hunger spell, most of which seem to be food.
I'll go with you. I need to get away from here for a bit. Far away.
Sure, take the time you need. But hurry back.
Yeah, see you soon.
Hello, you rich morsel.
Ahem. Exorci samuste, omnis immundus spiritus, omnis satanica potestas,
omnis incursio infernalis adversarii, omnis legio, omnis congregatio et secta diabolica.
Sticks and stones, little Alfie. I hope that wasn't the best you could do.
Taro candle is a bit rare. Glad you have one. Stepping sideways into an Amazon warehouse to steal is something I'd only do once.
Yeah, they need to step up their same-day shipping. The candle's in the bathroom. I'll go get it.
Nissa, you know I have to ask.
Why I ran from Cygnus like a bat out of hell?
Aye. Typically you're rather unflappable.
Yeah, well, I'm thoroughly flapped.
What did it do?
Sat in its cell and talked.
About?
Everything. The in-between, what it did here, me. It's not what it said. It's how it said it. It got under my skin like no one else ever had. I can't explain it, and I don't want to.
Nissa.
I can't forget what it said. Not ever. And it knew that. It knew everything, Shaylee. It's a monster.
I know. We'll stop it.
No, you don't get it. It's not mindless, Shaylee. It's not just hunger and feeding. It thinks. It has a plan. And us keeping it behind bars, trying to find a way to stop it, it isn't enough. It's barely contained as it is, and if we don't destroy it before it breaks free, we're all doomed. Everyone.
Nissa, you said destroy.
I know. But it will come to that. And I couldn't look at Thomas and Sam stuck in Murphy and know that. I can't.
Nissa, you remember everything from the past, but that doesn't mean you know the future. We'll do what we can, and if you're right, and it does come to that, McKenna and I know what to do, and we'll move on from there.
How can we possibly move on after killing Sam's body?
You'll find out soon how your little group moves on, after the death of one so dear.
Thomas, what's ganache?
Ganache? It's about two parts chocolate melted by one part heavy cream. Why?
It's one of the ingredients in the spell.
What kind of spell is that? Are we gonna put it in a sugar coma?
It's not all food, but yeah, there's a lot of food. The spell preparation sort of reads like a recipe, too.
Right, because you've read so many recipes.
Just the one for Dad's birthday cake.
I'm sorry, both of you. I'm being an ass.
At least you know it.
I'm trying, McKenna. It feels like none of this will work. We're grasping at straws, and here we are hoping some coincidence will be the key, but we've really hit a dead end. I don't know what else we can do.
Okay, you're really not Thomas right now. You're supposed to be annoyingly perfect and optimistic, and we can do anything we put our minds to. I get you're having a bad day.
Oh, that's a severe understatement.
But you've just got to have a little faith that this will work. Or faith that we'll keep trying until something does.
I just feel so helpless.
You are helpless. But you're not alone. You have us.
I know. I just wish there was something I could do. You and Shaylee have magic powers. Nissa's a super hacker.
Well, apparently you give very good belly rubs.
Huh?
Sam Murphy's been blissed out for the past 5 minutes while you've petted them.
What? I'm sorry. I didn't mean... I just... normally with Murphy...
I don't think she minded. He minded. Whatever.
Still, that's weird, right? I shouldn't have done that.
Yes, your girlfriend being trapped in your dog's body is weird, but I don't think she'll bring up the belly rubs when she's back in her old body if you don't.
Sam's not... We're not... I mean, we didn't really get a chance to talk about things.
Maybe she wants to talk now? Hear what you think about being a thing.
Well...
We've returned, burdened with glorious spell ingredients.
Great. I've been looking over the spell, and I think you'll need my help.
Two casters couldn't hurt. Let's sit up at the table over there.
You brought the extra chocolate, right?
Heck yeah, I did.
Everything went well, I take it?
Yeah, everything acquired. I wouldn't have minded staying a bit longer, though.
Still disturbed? What happened while you were down there with it?
Guys, I need a tag out. Please?
Right. I'll go. Sam, you don't have to... Right. Thanks. You can go, Alfie.
Oh, thank you.
I've been waiting for you, Thomas. I wish it were just the two of us.
You can sit down and shut up. I have nothing to say to you.
I have a lot to say to you. You'd really give me the silent treatment? I don't remember you being so rude.
You don't remember me at all.
Oh? I remember calling you to rescue me from my horrible date with Jacob Hornsby. Even with your face all puffy from having your wisdom teeth pulled, I thought you were so cute.
How do you know that? It has to be some sort of trick. You read Sam's diary or something.
You think so little of me. I think you really do want to know how I can talk like her, act like her, remember every little thing she's ever thought of any one of you. I think you're curious, aren't you?
None of that matters.
That's not a no, Thomas.
Go on. Tell me no. Look me in the eyes and tell me you don't want to know anything about me.
It always did break her heart when you rejected her in all those little ways. One small crack at a time. And now her heart's just one tiny two-letter word away from shattering. Go on then, say it.
You don't know that.
I knew you couldn't. And I do know that, all of it. I'm a hunter, Thomas. Hunting energy, power, sustenance. So really, following all the little electrical trails in Sam's brain, pulling together the memories, finding even the forgotten bits that she hadn't thought of in years. It was child's play compared to the hunting I did to survive in the in-between. That was your name for my home, wasn't it?
That's where you'll be going back to when we're done with you. If you're lucky.
Sam knew you had to tell for when you were lying to yourself. Did you know that? False bravado. Her words, not mine. When you have to lie, you get scared. When you get scared, you try and put on a brave face. So why don't you try to tell me again what it is you're going to do to me? Oh my. That combination of words. What a train of thought they lead to. Not exactly a stale fantasy either. Samantha, you naughty girl.
Shut up!
Quite a few descriptors for you in that daydream, Thomas. Tasty, delicious. She thinks you're a snack, Thomas. How about you let me have a taste,
I said, shut up!
She's never seen you angry before. Not a single memory of you raising your voice to her, But now there it is, etched in her brain. All that rage and hate in your eyes, directed right here.
I don't hate her. I'll never hate her. The only thing I hate is you. And once we get you out of Sam's body, I'll make you wish you had just died when your head got chopped off.
If you want me out of this body, then you shouldn't have stopped me.
What?
What? You think I want to be human? You walk around thinking you're apex predators and omnivores, but really, you all overestimate your abilities. I want my body back, a body that can actually hunt and eat and doesn't break down like this when put to the tiniest bit of strain.
We're trying to get you out.
No, you're trying to put her back in. You don't care what happens to me after. No, that's not true. Now you won't settle until I'm suffering and dead. Isn't that right, Thomas?
You've caused enough suffering and death.
I haven't done a fraction of the damage I wrought in the in-between. And I'm sick of babying this weak and pathetic body. I'm done playing nice, trying to get my way. I'm leaving now. And you're going to be the one to open the door for me.
That's not going to happen.
I didn't want to hurt this body. Not until I was sure the Sunstone could return me to my true form. But if that's what it takes...
I feel like I should add some important context here. You see, in some human cultures, the left-hand ring finger is considered a romantic digit. Jewelry adorning it indicates love, commitment, and a vow tying two humans together for the rest of their short lives. And that is the finger of former Detective Sam Mulligan that Cygnus just chose to eat.
Sam!
Now, Thomas. Will you unlock that cell door for me, or do I need to move on to the next finger?
It should... Oh, God.
Holy shit.
There. Was that so hard? Don't worry. Once I have my new body, you all can have Sam's back. Whatever's left of it, at least.
You're not going anywhere.
Cygnus's push launches McKenna across the room and through the wall Thomas so recently punched a hole into. And that pathetic hunger spell rolls across the floor to Cygnus's feet.
You won't stop me. But I am still hungry. How about a bite for the road?
Rather than continue its streak of cannibalism, Cygnus instead sets its sights on the hunger spell, consuming it in one large bite.
Wouldn't you know, I feel a little... full. Pity it won't last.
Dayton Writers Movement presents The Hidden People. Executive producers Chris Burnside and Megan Burnside. Producers Alexa Fett Fisher, Xander Hildebrandt, Emily Kallenberg, Stephen Kallenberg, and Jordan Lopez. Lead writer Chris Burnside. Script editor Alexa Fett Fisher. Sound design, score, and original music by Catherine Seaton. Sound engineer Colin Susich. Theme song by Catherine Seaton and Michael Yates. For more of The Hidden People, visit our website at hiddenpeoplepodcast.com.